Good morning, everybody. Well, a musical within a comedy is coming to the stage of the Premzai Auditorium the weekend of April 4th and 6th. It's time for the spring musical by a talented group of Webster City High School students. It's all about The Drowsy Chaperone. I'm speaking with this director, Candace Ruby, joins me this morning. Candace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here this morning. So fill us in on the show that's coming up. Sounds like that's going to be a big show coming up the weekend of April 4th through 6th.
It is going to be a big show. We have 18 cast members, 5 stage crew, 2 lighting engineers, 1 sound engineer, and 4 directors. The show is a funny Valentine to show tunes and show people. It is a forgotten jazz age musical and comes to life in the living room of a diehard theater fan. And as they eagerly spin their favorite cast album, a fizzy vintage show suddenly appears, exploding with song, dance, and pure entertainment. The plot of the show is within a show, and it centers around Janet Vandegraaff, a showgirl who plans to give up her career in order to marry an oil tycoon, Robert Martin. So yeah, it's a big show. It's a big show.
Mm-hmm. And mentioned 18 kids in the production?
18, yes.
Mm-hmm. How did Webster City High School get involved with this production there, Candace? This is a show that was on stage, oh golly, well over 25 years ago.
So, a few of us, well, to be perfectly honest, Greta Nelson, Dave and I met up and we were discussing shows for this upcoming year. And last year we did a High School Musical, which was right at that age level. You know, a lot of those students could just be high school students. And we have such a talented group this year that we really wanted to showcase and highlight how diverse and talented they are. And this gave an opportunity to explore a jazz age that is an appreciation of mine personally, but also being able to highlight, you know, what they really are capable of in playing these roles.
So that made the interest of Webster City hosting this spring musical coming up the weekend of April 4th and the 6th. And again, 18 students in the production. And who else is helping you with this production there, Candace?
Webster City Community Theater, Karina Murray, one of the cast members, has taken a role of doing a lot of the costuming and getting pieces put together for all the actors, and that's been a huge help. They've provided quite a few of those costumes and some of the props, which is great. Yeah, it's a blessing. And then my mother, actually, Esther Hood, who designed and made the monkey costumes. I don't want to give away too much to that scene because it's adorable. So yeah, there's been a lot of people outside that have gotten involved too with the set build, which is great. Different people that helped with hands-on stuff there. And I think that's about that.
Mm-hmm. And Candace, what about ticket information for the show?
It is $15 for adults and $10 for students. You can buy tickets online.
Okay. Can they purchase them at the box office for the shows?
You know what, Pat? I am not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
Greta Nelson had set that up. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Last year, I know we were doing that, but I'm not sure about this year.
It's best to call the high school during their business hours, Candace, just to find out. The number to call is 832-9210 if they want more information about getting tickets for this production of The Drowsy Chaperone. And again, performances are Friday and Saturday, April 4th and 5th. That, I believe, is at 7 p.m. Is that correct, Candace?
Correct.
And then the Sunday performance will be at what time? 2 o'clock on April 6th. So get your tickets in advance for what should be a wonderful show. Again, that's The Drowsy Chaperone at Premzai Auditorium. Again, speaking with its director, Candace Ruby. Candace, thanks very much. Let's get a full house this weekend, next weekend.
I agree. Thank you, Pat, for promoting it.